Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking to you about a 1.5-minute anxiety U-turn. This is important because I think we forget how we are able to actually turn around the stress hormone response. And the reason that we don't do it is because of habit. It's because we have just thinking we have no control over it. We try to control so many things that we don't have control over. And sometimes that leaves us with no energy to take care of the things we can. And this is a place that you can. Another reason that we get stuck in it is because all of this happens so fast. And once we are in the fight or flight cycle, once those hormones are cascading through our body, we often can't think clearly or can't remember all of the things that we know can be done at other times. So that's why I am here to remind you over and over again what you can do, how much you actually can affect what is going on with you. And so we need to do that. We need to now take the reins and turn this around. What is it that's going on when we are having an anxiety attack, a panic attack, a stressful time? We can label it all different things, depending on the level that we're at. But all of it is, you know, the feeling that you have set off those stress hormones and you are ramping up. Where you go with it is a long continuum as to where you are on there from 0 to 10, but you can begin to make changes and take the 1.5-minute anxiety U-turn. Safety is what your brain is seeking, the reptilian brain. That's exactly what it is seeking. That's why all of these hormones go off, trying to get you to safety. We can give the reptile brain that safety with our thinking, with our thoughts of what is safe and what is going on with us right here, right now. So here's a couple different things that could be going on. You might be physically in danger. Now that's a whole different scenario. We are talking about having anxious moments that you are now knowing that you are safe. It could even have been the anxiety cycle could have been started by something in your environment, such as a close call on the highway or, you know, falling down, you know, some trauma physically. But then you realize, you know how you come kind of to it and you go, okay, wait a minute, but I'm okay. I feel I'm okay. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm fine. The driver that cut me off is long gone. I'm safe. Whatever. You come back to it. And at that point where you know that you are safe, this is very important. Once you can register safety to the lizard brain, and actually get that message through to the lizard brain, it will begin to stand down. And what does that mean? It means that it will stop asking the body to prepare to fight or to flee. So there it is. 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds is what you need in order to have the hormones of stress start to recede. Now, you don't feel perfectly fine, but you're going to be feeling fine. You're on the road to it. A minute and a half. This is true for all of us, for mammals. We prepare to fight or flee. When we get to safety, everything shuts down again. But what is the difference between you and I and the bunny, right? The bunny has a close call with a fox and it runs into a rabbit hole. It's safe and it doesn't do anything else except to feel safety. And in a minute and a half, it is calming down. Well, what do? Well, we run, we get safe, we're fine. We know we're fine even, but then we begin to think. Unlike the bunny, we begin to tell stories. We can go on flights of fancy with our close call that we just had. We will take it to the ends of the earth. And usually they're not flights of fancy. They are usually flights of fright. They are scary places that we go. And the bunny can't do that. The bunny doesn't worry. The bunny isn't concerned. The bunny isn't thinking, I wonder if any of my friends are up there getting eaten. They really don't think about this. We do. Now, this is a double-edged sword. We have the ability to think in this way, which is awesome, which makes us human. But it also can work against us if we don't know what's going on and we don't rein it in. So once we can give this cascade of stress hormones a chance to start calming down and let them just run their course, once we can do that, we will begin to get back on keel again. But what we do instead is we add to the cycle by keeping a story going, a concern, a worry. We add to this. And what do we do? In that way, we can keep those stress hormones raging all day. We go from one thing to the other to the other. This is the cycle. This is the fear, adrenaline, fear cycle happening over and over again. But we can interrupt it. We can take 1.5 minutes and make an anxiety U-turn. We all have different ways of feeling safe and secure. And once you've realized that you're safe and that it is your thinking or your old unconscious patterns that are ramping up your fight or flight response, you can count the many ways that you are in fact safe. So once you know you're safe, you dust yourself off, you fell down, you're okay. You look at yourself and you say, okay, I'm not bleeding. I'm here. I'm okay. I'm still breathing. You can begin to count the many ways in which you are safe. Okay, guys, you have heard me say more than once that if you are listening to me on a podcast, that you are safe. Isn't that interesting? If you were in danger, you wouldn't be focusing on an episode. You wouldn't be listening to my voice. You'd be jumping into action and getting yourself to safety. Even driving and listening to me, and you have a close call in the car on the highway of some sort, you would tune me out just intuitively, automatically. It just happens. You would tune out my voice and all of your energy and attention would focus on survival. It would focus on getting safe again. And once you were safe, all of a sudden you would notice my voice was still going on. We can flip back into our safety or our fight or flight state. This is how we were built as human beings. This is why we have these stress hormones. And it is that amygdala, that lizard brain that is flipping on when we're in danger. Many of us are stuck with a hypersensitive amygdala, a hypersensitive lizard brain that seems to go on like when the wind blows. But we can train it because we can say, wait a minute, I am safe. We don't need to go with it. This is just something that we've gotten ourselves into by being afraid for a very long time, by being in anxiety for a very long time. And we can change it. The same mind and body that got you into the situation can get you out, I guarantee you. But it takes some practice. We are made to be able to go into our sympathetic nervous system, which gets us to safety, and then we can get back out by being in our parasympathetic nervous system, which is our natural state to be in, that calm and ease, because we don't have to be looking over our shoulder all the time. We can jump into that sympathetic nervous system as needed. It's on an as-needed basis. We don't need to live there. So let's think about some of the things that make you feel safe so that you can remind yourself that you're safe. You can tell the amygdala, that lizard brain, listen, all is well. It's okay. Thank you for trying to help me. Here's a little caveat here. I don't want you to get angry with the lizard brain. You want to pet it. You want to be nice to it because it's trying to do is help you. It's not doing anything wrong. So you have to find where you feel safe, what it is that makes your amygdala calm back down, and use that over and over again. So let's visit some of the ways that this might be. How about your environment? Can you feel safe? Is your car running? You had a close call, but the car is still running. It didn't break down. And if it did break down, is help on the way? Were you able to call for help? Yes, yes, yes. You are safe. You are able to deal with things. Take it a step at a time. You're okay. And remember that the heart beating fast and the shortening of your breath, this is all so that you can be safe, so that you can physically do the things you need to do to be safe. Don't be angry about it. Just say, realize, like notice it. Okay, wow, I'm really tuning in to being able to whatever, leap tall buildings or something to get to safety because the body's cranked up. Now, how about other things in your life that give you safety? So if you were driving, you can realize your car's okay. Or if you're broken down, help is on the way. If help isn't on the way yet, I have a cell phone. Just take it back as far as you need to. I'm breathing. My feet are on the ground. I'm okay. Because you want to be able to calm the nerve system so that you can think clearly and actually remember that all is well. Maybe you want to think about your support system or your family, your friends. Maybe you're in our group and you can remember that there are people there that care for you and that are going to be able to talk to you about what just happened. You are secure. You have clothes on your back. You have a home to go home to. You have money in the bank. You have enough food. You have a place to rest your head tonight in your bed. Take it really back to the basics if you need to. I am standing. I am breathing. I have this moment. You can calm your nervous system by being secure in those things. It's where you're starting. It's where you are. And then you can take the next step. The anxious mind wants to take care of everything all at once, and that is not possible. Make a list of all is well messages for yourself and read it to your reptile brain for that minute and a half, for that 90 seconds. And as Rick Hansen says, you can pet the lizard. That's what I'm saying. Be nice to that amygdala. Don't be angry about it. That will only keep you in the stress mode. Be nice to the amygdala. thanking the lizard for helping you to get ramped up enough to be able to react if it was needed, and that you are now safe. And read that list. It will help you find your way back to peace and calm again. It's a wonderful way to self-soothe, to be able to say, but I am safe. I am okay. All is well. And remember the things that make you feel like that, okay? Remember those things. They're going to be different for everybody. Everybody's got a different thing that soothes their soul. That's why you need to make your list. Make it in your journal, and then make it on a little sticky note that goes on your phone that you can pull up when you need to. It's really important, because sometimes we can't remember in the moment of stress. We lose that ability. Everything goes blank, right? So have it somewhere that you can read it. Put it on a sticky note, a physical sticky note in your wallet. You'll find a way, but I want you to remember, write it over and over again in your journal so that it will be committed to memory. You can do this, and it really, really will help. And now for today's quote. For safety is not a gadget, but a state of mind. And that's from Eleanor Everett. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.